Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Ulrich back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the futurists in our Brain Trust, one of the great futurists that we rely on a regular basis to help us see what's coming at us from the future. He's the author of The Next Big Thing is Really Small, also Jump the Curve, and a new book that's coming out next month that we're giving you a little bit of a peek at today called Foresight 2020, A Futurist Explores the Trends Transforming Tomorrow. Jack Ulrich, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. I like the way you use the word transforming, because more and more I'm hearing that word being used instead of change. Why do you think that is the case?
Well, I think that, this is interesting. Over the past, the word change, I think in the past, used to have a very positive connotation to it that people tended to associate it with progress. But today, the pace of change is so fast that many people fear it. And so the very word change sort of conjures up negative emotions in most of people. But transformation is more positive. It's sort of building and growing into something new, different, and frequently better.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, when I think of change, I think of a new generation that has to be replaced with another generation. We have to become changed with another, replaced with another generation. Meaning, we're always packaging up a product that we develop and then moving on to the next one. Transforming is a little more of a way of life, isn't it?
It really is, and it is a way of life that we all have to embrace in an era of accelerating change. And my book sort of documents virtually every aspect of our life is being changed. And so transformation really does become a mindset, and you have to embrace it if you want to both survive and then thrive in this new future.
When I've talked about change in the past, other members of my Brain Trust have helped us understand that, you know, change, you can't just recognize change, you can't just accept change, it's not even enough anymore to manage change. You talked about the speed of change. I call it the velocity of change. That's what's different. Change isn't different from 2,000 years ago. A computer is just a fancy wheel, as I've said many times. The velocity of change, that's what's taking our breath away. And in order to be successful, you've got to lead all of that. So we've talked about leading change here on the show. How do you lead transformation?
Well, I mean, you lead transformation first just by recognizing how important this is. And, you know, to your point, I just wanted to mention, I just came across this, you probably saw it, but last week was the 5th birthday of the Apple iPhone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really amazing to think that the iPhone is only 5, Facebook is only 8 years old, and Google just became a teenager.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is talking about the transformation around us. But I think, you know, to this point about transformation, one of the strategies I really recommend all of your listeners to embrace is what I call getting a reverse mentor. You know, many of us, I'm almost 50 years old, but the pace of change, even as someone who follows this field, is overwhelming to me, and I now have a reverse mentor, someone who is younger than me, who doesn't have as much experience, but sees the world in a different way, is more accepting of these new technologies, and he actually helps me think through these issues. And I encourage all of your listeners, as a means of sort of getting in front of this transformation, is get a reverse mentor, someone younger than yourself who is following these trends and who's immersing themselves in these new technologies.
The leadership part is to blend those young eyes with your maturity and experience, right?
I think that that's exactly right. I mean, the mentorship is still a two-way street, and
right.
You still do have a lot of experience
right.
and wisdom.
And that's one of the challenges. That's one of the challenges of 21st century management, Jack, because that's not been the typical management vector that we've had. It's mostly been, you know, the hierarchy has not been like that, and with the young people coming on and all the new things we have to deal with these days, we have to include them more than our managers did when we were younger. Quick break. We're going to get into some specifics about this Foresight 2020 that Jack's talking about. What's coming at us from the future?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.